live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Journey to greatness.
Assalamu alaikum, molo, good evening, sabunane, tainses, kiale, huyanan.
Bonjour, ni hao, arigato, hola, privet, ciao, namaste, and guten tag.
Welcome, 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 whoever you are, wherever you are, we are greeting you. Hopefully in your mother tongue, we have matched it correctly. And welcome to the Judge Greatness Show. Wow, what a wonderful feeling to be back here on a wonderful, beautiful Monday evening.
Yes, it does.
That's good, eh?
That feels amazing to me.
How are you doing today, Milan?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Wow. We are so far in this year, eh?
Wow. I can't believe the New Year is just around the corner.
Yeah. And we are live with you here in studio. We're taking this discussion forward. It's going to be a fantastic, awesome discussion. And we're basically just going to talk about, you know, how was last week for you? How was last week for you? How is this week looking for you? And how was your today? How is tomorrow looking? Let's start unpacking that discussion. Before we get into that, we do want to make a huge apology from the bottom of our most sincerest and deepest, darkest parts of our hearts in saying a huge apology. And we want to ask for your forgiveness. We know that we wanted to have CEO and founder of Vintage Movers with us here on The Voice of the Cape. However, due to unforeseen circumstances, we are unable to have him on the show with us. And we were so looking forward to it. Yes, Milan?
Yes, we were.
Yeah. So we won't be having him with us in studio today. CEO and founder of Vintage Movers, Mr. Hendricks, unfortunately. But we will make do with what we have. And we're going to take forward the discussion. Are you okay with that pen, Milan?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Now I'm going to catch you out for that. Eh? I can't leave you.
Just fighting with me, you know?
So, a huge apology to everybody. There were unforeseen circumstances he's attending to, but we will make another appointment. We will have him here because we are going to be talking about stories to greatness. We're going to be interviewing quite a few individuals, personalities within Cape Town, and potentially maybe even flying in, Milan, from different parts of the country. That'll be great, eh?
Wow, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Don't worry. 2020 is coming,
year.
Eh?
2020 is the year.
So we spent this entire year talking about all of this wonderful topics, as powerful discussions about person, environment, emotions, thoughts, feeling, action, results, outcome, goals, aims, objectives, all these key words, you know, floating about.
Yeah.
We've been speaking about all of these kinds of concepts, but 2020, now I don't want to prep us too much. That's not my intent here specifically for today's program. I don't want to prep you too much for what is to come, but we are in the plans, we are in the works of talking about making it so much more than what it is. So, you know, to this, because we want to grow, Milan. We want to develop, we want to get better at what we do. So we want to hone in, we want to bring back some stories of individuals who have practiced upon these principles, these teachings, these philosophies, this kind of understanding towards life. And hear what their story is all about, to hear how they have implemented, to hear how they have sort of attached such teachings and lessons to their journey to greatness. And that will be a wonderful experience, eh?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I feel like it's important in this day and age.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we need to connect ourselves to powerful stories.
Yeah, you're right.
More so than the stories about the crime statistics, more so about the violence within our community or the gender inequality that's happening, or what's happening in government or in parliament, or what party is fighting with what party and all of that. It's important to know that information, but let's not talk more about that than about the goodness that's happening.
Yeah.
Because then we miss the plot towards life. Then we miss the ultimate message. Are you with me? Are we down for that?
Yes, we
are. Okay, wonderful, fantastic stuff. So we have a wonderful message came through. We are live. We are reading out your messages, and we want you to engage with us. We want you to give us your comments, to give us your feedback, to give us your questions. So we are going to be here to support each other. We're going to be getting into a powerful discussion today, and we want to prep ourselves for what is to come. Now, remember, we do also have a prize that we will be giving away, and we have decided that Milan doesn't know yet, but Milan has also, me, myself, and Milan was discussing, he doesn't know about it yet, but we were discussing, we've decided that we are going to extend the due date for the bicycle, right? Remember we spoke about that, I must still tell you about it though?
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
So we are going to be extending the date. Milan, you can't contain yourself, eh? Come now. So we're going to be extending the date to the giveaway prize, right? The vintage imported restored bicycle sponsored by Vintage Movers. We're going to be extending, so we have more people that's going to be signing up for the competition. Right, we're going to talk about what are the ways in how you can actually go about winning this prize. Mm-hmm. The winner will be announced within the month of December. Now, that's when the new date is. Okay, we want to give, we want to have everybody opportunity. Everybody must get involved with this. Myself and Milan will be announcing exactly how we're going to be doing that closer to the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. We do want you to walk home with this beautiful bicycle sponsored by Vintage. Otherwise,
my radio station, your radio station. Our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Journey to greatness.
Assalamu alaikum, good evening, welcome back. The Journey to Greatness experience is here with us once again. I hope everybody is ready to get involved with some wonderful, powerful, motivational, inspirational discussions. Are you ready for this? Before we do anything else, I'm going to read out to you what we have so far. 1016 says, Salam guys, I'm alhamdulillah making it happen. I am so happy and I'm so glad for you. Who else is making it happen on this wonderful Monday evening? Mm-hmm. I hope it is you that is listening and tuning in wherever it is that you are currently. We have another one that came through, 0098, saying, Assalamualaikum. Jones Greatness presents MTRs and co-host Milan. I have been missing out on a few episodes of Jones Greatness on 91.3 FM. Now I have a lot of catching up to do, but it's great to be back. Tune into the greatness. Double thumbs up. 100, that makes 200. Welcome. And you know who that is.
Yes.
Suleiman Davids, thank you so much for the wonderful message. We have 8691 saying, Assalamu alaikum and hello. Last week meeting was inspirational. Person who is newly found belief made me look at myself critically. Just awesome to hear his story. Wow. And you will be hearing many, many more stories. I am glad you felt that way. And thank you so much for your feedback. Myself and Milan really go back and we introspect and we reflect how it is that we can give you more, that we can sort of allow the show to develop and grow in a way that will just benefit the masses.
Yeah.
And we are looking towards something live.
Yeah.
As in something physical. So do look out for that. And we ask for your prayers in that regard as well. Okay, nonetheless, let's get into this. Milan, before we do anything else, I'm going to mention something.
Go for
and
it.
This is something that Milan will also be hearing for the first time. And I know he's down with this idea because we spoke about this already.
Okay.
So we know that we're entering into the month of December now.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we are entering into the final month of the year 2019.
Yes,
we are. Ladies and gentlemen, to all of you that are listening, 2019 is not done. We have a wonderful month that is still left.
Mm.
We have a few days of this wonderful month as well that is still left. There is much to do and there is much to experience and there is much that we can grow from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not throw this month, this year away just yet.
Yeah.
Let us do whatever it is that we can to take ourselves wherever it is that we want to be, but to also plan forward for 2020.
Yeah.
2020 is a big year.
Mm.
They say it's going to be the 2020 vision. 2020 visualization, let's call it that. So what we're going to be doing is, I'm going to humbly request for all of you out there, for everybody that wants to get involved in this journey, everybody that wants to take themselves where they are now to a point in their lives to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to take myself, Milan, from where I am now to where I want to be, to what my future withholds. Now remember, whatever happened to us so far in our lives, whatever it is that we experience, I love how Jim Brown says, oh, I love that guy. Oh, my goodness gracious. The four seasons.
Yeah.
Is it, what's it called? The four seasons of life, I believe. lent to me by a wonderful student of life coaching. And, you know, a shout out to all of those who wrote as well.
Yes, yes.
All
yes.
of those at the Life Coach, the Academy of Life Coaching, mm-hmm. they had a big exam that they wrote on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well done to all of you. A big applause. I'm not sure if I can clap into the speaker, but my heart is just applauding to each and every single one of you mm-hmm. that has gone through the process of writing the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A wonderful experience.
Yes.
So she lent me this book called The Seasons, The Seasons of Life by Jim Rohn. And he says that wherever you are now, whatever it is that you've experienced, whatever it is that you've gone through, whatever relationship you've been in, whatever circumstance that you find yourself in, regardless of where you are now, Milan, regardless of where you are, think about this, eh? Think about this. It is your choice. You decide, are you going to let the next few years be the same?
Yeah.
Are you going to let the next few years sort of predict, or rather what has happened to you going to predict what is to come? We have the opportunity to break off the rearview mirrors of our life and to literally look forward into where it is that we want to be and go.
And I like the word that you used, which was choice. Because that's
powerful, Milan.
That's very powerful, because that's you playing an active role in your own life.
You. And I'm glad you picked it up.
and I feel that that's important, because, you know, I've seen those that just go with the motion, go with the flow. It's, you know, day in and day out work. And, you know, and sometimes I see there's no fulfillment behind the eyes. It's just going through the motion. It's going through the rat race and thinking, you know, like, this is it. You know, there's nothing more that's out there. But at the end of the day, it's a choice that you make. You can either continue in the cycle or, like you said, break the rearview mirrors and look straight forward, look ahead, and put what's behind you as experience that you've learned.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And grow from that.
But, I mean, come on, Mila. I mean, my question really is, why is our past predicting our future? Why is it so that whatever it is that we experience, that becomes our limit to actually evolving ourselves?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think because it's something that has happened, and it's, I don't want to use the word tangible, but it's something that you can feel and experience.
Okay. You're onto something, yeah.
And it's something where if you've gone through it, it's like, okay, I've been through this, and this is what it's going to be like. If it's a setback or failure, or you didn't get that job, you know, all of that is then sort of used as predictors for the next thing.
Ah, that word predictor. Now you see, now that's our deterministic, sort of pessimistic, you know, word that we use all too often, man, you know, to predict.
Yeah.
You know, and the only measurements we're using to predict, I mean, fair, you know, all good and well, we need to be safe, we need to be secure in how we take our future, our current state of things forward. We need to be very careful in how we do that. But it's not the be-all and end-all. We don't have to stop there, you know? Living in that comfort zone, it's so immobilizing.
It is, because, I mean, then you're sort of stuck in that perception of, like, this is going to be my life. But it's not. I mean, like you said, you have the choice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually want to find the exact words that he says, man. He says that you decide whether you want to allow the past to not only predict your current state of things and the future, not only predict it, but you are going to allow that to limit you in where it is that you want to go. Or you can take those experiences and utilize the opportunities that are going to present itself and take that on. Something that effect, he said, I'm going to get the exact words. I'm going to bring the book with me next week. I'm going to get very quickly into these two messages, 009. And maybe that's my question to you as we just go into these messages now. Let us hear from you. How is it that the past is so sort of immobilizing to take myself and my future forward? You know, the relationship that I had, my financial sort of situation that I'm experiencing, my debt, my studies. I was bad at maths. I was bad at English. My speech problem, my inability to have confidence. All these things of the past, Milan. All of these things of the past. And there was something very fascinating that I heard over the week, and I spent the entire week all in seminars.
Yes,
it was a wonderful experience. And you know what this person says? I'm an author today of 5 books, but I failed math 3 times and I failed English 3 times. That's amazing.
Sure.
I failed math 3 times and I failed English 3 times. And this is a message for all of those youth that are writing matric. For all of our students, our wonderful scholars that are at university, campuses, colleges. They're studying, they put their lives, you know. I'm very dramatic in saying this, but that's what it is.
I mean, we've experienced it.
Yeah, so the amount of stress that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And when you fail, it's like, this is determining my future now.
Yeah, it's like when you fail, it's sort of in your own mind, if I can speak for myself, it's like you put your traits and, you know, what your skills are to that failure, you attribute it to it. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's it. Like, I can't go further than that.
Now that is why you want to know the reason, MTS, why Journey to Greatness, MTS, what are these discussions all about, MTS, where do you go, what's your Milan's problem, you know, can't you leave us alone every Monday evening, you know, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
We want to break the mirrors of what we've experienced in the past, because that does not necessarily mean that I need to have my future based upon what has happened to me. Mm. How do you have a English failure 3 times, failing English 3 times, author now of 5 books, and with 2 major public or publicational industries or companies that publish these or her books. How do you have that? It's really about how we're able to make the mental shift, Milan.
Yeah.
Very quickly, I'm going to get into these messages, 0098. And he's telling me, Milan Suleiman, he says, say at least welcome to Rich. Suleiman, don't be so, man. I said welcome back to you, man. Don't be so. welcome back to you as well. Why must you be so? 0115 says, Assalamu alaikum. You said you can win a bike and walk home with it. Does that mean the bike is not drivable? Yo, why must you do this to me? Oh my, on a live in front of everybody. Okay, so 011 says, MTS, you see we're gonna win a bike and walk home with it. Does that mean that the bike is not drivable? It's not drivable, I can tell you that it's rideable. So sorry about that technicality. We will definitely be riding home with a bike that you will take home with you, just to clarify that, eh? 8691 says, roads have stop signs, but we still need to discover lives. Okay. I'll ask 8691 to give a little bit more on that. Please give a little bit more on that. 7272 says, Assalamu alaikum, my recipe for life is not being afraid of myself, afraid of what I think or of my opinions. I like where this is going, and I'll tell you why just in a minute. Once you have mastered a technique, you hardly have to look at the recipe again and can take off on your own. Trying to design the perfect plan is the perfect recipe for disappointment. Trying to design the perfect plan is the perfect recipe for disappointment.
Wow. Sure, that is, I like that actually. I mean, to be able to sort of, you know, I'm sort of like losing the words, because these are powerful things that people are saying, and it's just these comments alone just goes to show that how open-minded one can be in terms of playing that practical role in your own life.
The practical role.
To have that plan sort of all set out in your mind. It can go either way. Either it can happen or it can't, but it all depends on what you do with whether if it doesn't happen or if it does. It's like playing that active role in your life and making those choices for you, and allowing yourself to grow within that role and use the experiences that you've had in the past to make yourself even more able to move forward in life, you know.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. And you know what makes this conversation a little bit tricky, Milan, a little bit difficult, a little bit challenging. We have yet to realize that we are our most. I mean, we ourselves are our strongest
critics.
Yes. And that's why I love how the message opened up, because the message says, my recipe for life is not being afraid of myself. Afraid of what I think or my opinions. Usually people will say, not afraid of other people, not afraid of what other people think, not afraid of other people in general. But this message says, afraid of what I think, afraid of my opinions. We are our harshest, most horrific critics. And
we don't
demotivators.
We don't have to be. That's the thing. Like, it's just, I mean, I, but from my own experience, I mean, I've also been that harsh critic of myself, because it's like you want to do something, but then you judge yourself because, you know, maybe it doesn't go the way you think or the way you planned it. But maybe it's just not the way now. Maybe you needed to go through those experiences to learn from it,
sure,
to grow from it, to sort of allow yourself to become a better version for when that opportunity comes again. Mm-hmm. You know how to handle it, how mm-hmm. to deal with it. And so it's a long road.
It is, eh?
But it's achievable.
And think about how conscious one has to be.
Yeah.
When you experience those hurdles throughout life. So let's get to where we are now. And I think it's just so, it's 7272 says, true, Milan, we grow through our experiences. Yeah. I mean, how else?
Yeah.
And that's why in failing English three times, in failing math three times, this individual is now transforming lives around the world.
Yeah.
How do you fail but yet conquer?
I think there's a lot of greatness in failure.
Now that's where we are. Now let's not take that too far.
Yeah.
Right? But absolutely, Milan. Mm. I wish we can get a little bit more into that discussion. And if you are willing to take this further, please do leave us your comment. You want to feel what it is that is in your mind. What are your concerns? What are your comments that you have? Mm. Let us know, so we're able to unpack this understanding a little bit more. So within 1 minute, just before our ad break, I want to mention to us where I'm actually heading toward all of this, right? So we're going into the month of December now. Myself in Milan is inviting each and every single one of you, and I'm going to give a remedy for this harsh critic, the self-talk and all of that. I'm going to give you a remedy. If you can stay with us just before 7 o'clock, I'm going to give you a remedy on how we can start healing this process and how we can start sort of softening that harsh critic inside of us. I'm going to give us all a remedy, and it's absolutely free of charge.
Yeah.
So don't have to worry about that. We are all going to get involved with that. So if you can stay with us until 7 o'clock, myself and Milan will be unpacking that a little bit further. But otherwise, when we do come back, I'm going to be unpacking what journey myself and Milan really wants for you to get on board with us. So stay tuned for that and don't go anywhere.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Journey to greatness.
Assalamu alaikum. Good evening. Welcome back to the Journey to Greatness show. We are live officially on Instagram. Please do check us out. Tune in. I'm trying to just position this camera nicely. Yeah. I just can't get the right angle. Oh my goodness, I'm ridiculous at this. In any case, Milan, you're not in the video today, so...
That's okay.
That is all up to you. In any case, we are back officially, and I'm going to be giving a huge apology once again to the CEO and founder of Vintage Movers, who is not with us today. We were meant to have an interview. As we said, we're going to start having more and more interviews, catching these stories to greatness of people, where they were and where they are now, and how they've utilized these principles, these techniques, sort of thought process and patterns to get them where they wanted to be.
Hmm.
And their journey still continues. It's not to say they are at the end of their journey. So huge apology, you can't be with us today. Myself and Milan are sort of just unpacking the discussion further. Are we there, Milan?
Yes, we are.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to get into two or three comments that came through just before we start unpacking a little bit more. 8691, and for those of you that are tuned in to our Instagram account, MTS_CT Coach, you can get us live there. Leave some comments over there. I'm squeezing through them as I am talking, and I will be mentioning whatever it is that you're leaving for me over here. Aspire Promotions, welcome. How are you doing, my brother? He says, looking smart in the tie. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know who I'm promoting here. There's no name, but there we go. Okay, 8691 says, life's stop signs. We can do and be whatever we set our minds to. Even bound in wheelchair, we definitely confine ourselves where we are in life. Are you there, Milan? Are you reading it?
Yeah.
We can do and be whatever it is that we set our mind to. And that is why we take the stories to greatness, the stories of individuals who started where they are, where they were, to where they are now, regardless of circumstances, regardless of situation. But they find themselves in a particular, you know, success story, whether it is materialistic, whether it is internal, you know, with values, with principle, with relationships.
Yeah.
And as we all know, that is the most important thing. 5225 says, As-salam, be thankful for your failures in life to become successful. Milan, you have a fan here that is promoting your work. 0098 says, whilst listening, a thought just came to my mind. You're only here for a short visit. Don't hurry, don't worry. And be sure to smell the flowers along the way. With a new day comes new strength and new thoughts. Thank you all for your... There's a lot of comments coming through.
Yeah,
so I need to just take my time. Maybe I'll go through another comment reading just before we end the show. But we have to get into the journey that we want you to take with us. Myself and Milan are inviting you on a journey with us. So that's the first announcement I'm giving. The second announcement I'm giving, we have a huge discussion unpacking here. The discussion about where we currently find ourselves in life.
Yeah.
The discussion about why is it that the past always has to predict my future? Why it is that where I am now always have to set traps and sort of immobilizes me in moving forward. We're going to provide two resolutions for that. One, you're going to hear from me right here, right now. And the second one, you're going to hear just before we end the program at 7 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
And that is an offer that we're going to be giving you all. So myself and Milan is going to be embarking on a journey. Myself and Milan are going to be embarking on a journey that's going to be redefining who we are. That's going to be rediscovering who we are. That's what myself and Milan is going to be getting into. Now I'm going to take a philosophy from Babu's book, The World at Your Feet, Destiny in Your Hands, The Quantum Dimension, and You. I'm going to take an extract. And he says that if I am to tell you that you are a superhuman, this is the exact same thing I did in the preview, but just get this idea. If I'm to tell you that you are superhuman, that you are a superhuman. Just take that in.
A superhuman. Wow.
That you are much more than what you think you are. Your first reaction will be what? Doubt? Denial? Defense? Agreeing? Confidence? Hey, you're right. What kind of thought, what kind of feeling comes to you when I tell you that you are a superhuman? Realize what your reaction is, because that will tell you how you've been conditioned in your life. That will tell you how far you are in developing your mind, in developing your heart and your spirit, in believing the possibilities of life. Note and identify your reaction. Why? Because that will say how conditioned you are already in society, in your community, in your workplace, in your school, in your relationships. That will define that.
Yeah.
So usually the very first reaction, I can guarantee you 90 to 95% of the actions will be one of denial, one of confusion. For sometimes we have a habit of selling ourselves short. Yet, superhuman is what you are. You just don't know it yet. Whatever it is that you are today, whatever it is that you possess today, you have the ability to times 10 that. Just think about this, right? Think about this. Whatever you are today, whoever you are today, whatever you possess today, whatever your bank account looks today, whatever the amount of friends you have, whatever the kind of strength and the bond of that relationship is today, you have the ability to times 10 that relationship. You have the ability to times 10 that bank account. You have the ability to times 10 your life. Again, I'm going to say, take note of what reaction you're experiencing in your body. No, Imtiaz. Yes, Imtiaz. Hey, nonsense. Hey, sugar. Note what your response is that you're having in your mind, in your heart, what kind of feeling you're having.
Yeah.
Because that will determine how you've been conditioned. Are you there? You are able to times 10 that. Your entire being consists of wonderful, continuously interacting and subtle energy vibrating forces. This is what's inside of us all. Now we're going to talk about this forces a little bit more, right? That make up who we truly are. We consider ourselves to be solid and whole, But 99% of who we actually are is immaterial. It's non-physical. These forces are at your beck and call and will respond to your desires if you acknowledge their existence and recognize their language. Myself and Milan are here so that we are able to start recognizing the language. The language that we use is going to be a huge influence. Mm-hmm. The language that we communicate with, it's going to be a huge contributing factor to how quick we will be able to reach our success, or to how consistent we'll be able to move forward in life.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the voice of the Cape.
Journey to greatness.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Good evening to you. We have about 3 minutes left. Can you believe it? We have to wrap up our wonderful program. I'm going to go straight into the messages because that's how important you are to me. 0115 says, in business, the path to success is paved with discipline. Oh my word, I love that. Milan, we're going to have a whole topic on that next week. Hard work and endurance, for without it, failure is imminent. I love that. Thank you so much. Oh, this is so wonderful. Quotes, or rather messages. 7272 says, confidence. I agree with you 100%. 9595 says, salam. What an inspirational program. Now hooked on listener. Shukran from Manenberg. Thank you, hooked
thank
on
you
listener.
So
and we pray that you will forever be hooked on. 1018 says, think not that you can change life course, for life will change your course. Oh my word.
Wow.
Okay. That we have to talk a little bit more about. I'm going to leave it there, but we have to bring that up again. Savannah on our Instagram live account says, agreed, you are always more than what you think you are. We always tend to limit ourselves because we want to stay in our comfort zones. Mm. Absolutely.
Okay.
And no growth happens there.
Yeah.
As painful as that sounds, no growth happens there. But once we let go of that comfort zone, possibilities are endless. I love that. Do you even know what you are saying? I don't even know that. Marsh Salma says, and we have somebody laughing here. I don't know why you're laughing at us. We're very professional here. Marsh Salma says, if you are not where you want to be, do not quit. Instead, reinvent yourself and change your habits.
Wow.
Okay, sure. We done. People sticking over our jobs here. Okay, so I said I'm going to mention two things. Number one, very quickly, I'm going to say that we're inviting you to come with myself and Milan on a journey. We are going to be putting plans forward for 2020. So take out this week and write up what you want 2020 to be like. Put everything on the map. Join myself in Milan. We're going to put everything on paper. Write every single thing that your heart desires. Write every single thing that you want to happen. Because most of the time, we only focus on the things that we don't want. Put everything down that you want to happen. Put everything on this paper. Call it your vision board. Call it your resolution. Call it what you want. I don't want to attach any name to it. But I want you to join me and Milan on this journey. And next week, I want to hear how far you are. So please, commit to this. Myself and Milan is going to be with you. We're going to put forward the 2020 vision. Are you with us? That's the first thing. The second announcement, just before I have to hand over to Milan to conclude. 2547 is the last one I'm reading. He says, things are happening for me, not to me.
Wow.
45, 47. I love it. Thank you so much. Please join us next week and give us a little bit more of this. Oh, this is, I think this is the same, the one that came to our information session in Milan. Wow. 0098, we have our last message came through. I will most definitely be tuned in next week. Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, so this is what we're going to have. This is the next announcement. If you want to sort of stop the habit of destructive self-talk, of being so harsh critically on yourself, this is what I'm going to invite you to do. Take down this number and be part of the experience of receiving daily affirmations. All right? I'm going to be sending you daily affirmation, but you have to take down this number immediately to stop the harsh talk, to stop the self-criticism, to stop the past predicting and putting forward for myself for the future. We're going to stop all of that immediately. So take down this number, send me a message, and I'm going to send you daily affirmations. I'm going to send you a daily video. It's not longer than a minute, and you can be involved with that journey with us. That's two great things that we're going to be involving ourselves with. If you are interested, here is the number. Right here, right now, it's absolutely free, no subscription fee, absolutely nothing. Take my number, and I will send you daily thoughts on how we are going to eliminate the self-criticism and this harsh talk that we have with ourselves. My number, I'm only going to say it once, so I hope you have everything that you need with you. It's 079-710-2772. Send me that message. 079, this is my WhatsApp line, 079-710-2772. Send me a message and I'll make sure that you receive those messages daily. It's not a message, it's a video, full-on video. And I'll have Milan to conclude this wonderful program for us.
Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world.
Wow. So let us all start reaching for those stars. Mm-hmm. From our side, I'd like to say, stay inspired, stay blessed, stay true to who you are, and have the most blessed week that you can possibly have further. From our side, I would like to say, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And goodbye.